plate a potential nugget.
And you talk about the four core regrets, Dan. Now might be a good time just to sort of double-click on that. Can you give the listeners a sense of what these core types of regrets are?
Sure. So my argument, and I think I'm more right than wrong, is that the way to understand what people regret is not to look at the domains of their life. And by domains, I mean, this is a career regret. This is an education regret. This is a finance regret. This is a health regret. But to go one layer beneath, and I think one layer beneath, there are four core regrets. One are what I call foundation regrets. Foundation regrets are, if only I'd done the work. And these are people who regret not working hard enough in school or university, people who regret a lot of regrets about not saving money, about spending too much and saving too little, a lot of regrets about poor health choices. So it's small choices early that accumulate to negative consequences later. Second one, boldness regrets. Boldness regrets are, if only I'd taken the chance. And these are people who regret not traveling, people who regret, a lot of people regret not pursuing a romantic interest, not asking somebody out on a date. A lot of people regret not speaking up, not asserting themselves. People regret not starting a business. So that's boldness regrets. Third category, moral regrets. If only I'd done the right thing. Again, these are people who, you know, all these regrets begin at a juncture. So you can, you know, so people are at a juncture. They can do the right thing. They can do the wrong thing. They do the wrong thing and they regret it. And so we have a lot of things about a lot of regrets about bullying, more than I ever would have expected. A lot of regrets about marital infidelity. And then, you know, different notions of morality that aren't necessarily consistent from place to place. This is the one, moral regrets are the one area where there is some variation nationally. There is some variation based on political view, et cetera, et cetera. And then finally, connection regrets are, if only I'd reached out. It's all about relationships that have come apart, usually slowly and undramatically. People want to reach out. They don't. They think it's going to be awkward. They think the other side's not going to care. So it drifts even further. And all of a sudden, the relationship, sometimes it's too late. So, and when you look at these things, I'll just triple click here. When you look at these things, each of these four core regrets, to me, reveals a need. Foundational regrets reveal our need for stability. A good life has some stolidity to it, some predictability to it. Second, a good life is a good life has growth and learning and psychological richness. That's boldness. A good life has goodness in the sense that I'm really convinced that most of us, the vast majority of us want to be good. We want to have a life where we're being good. And then the other one is love. And so, so this negative emotion of regret, this emotion that we often say we don't want to think about, we don't want to reckon with, actually ends up revealing the path to a life well lived.
Lovely. And in your research, Dan, is that a pattern around the incidence of these four kinds of regrets? Do you see much more of one versus the other? Can you give us a sense of how it plays out?
I think so. But here's the thing. So the regrets that I collected, it's all qualitative research. So I'm loath to make like definitive claims because it wasn't a random sample and all that. But what you saw pretty overwhelming, I have a lot of regrets. What I saw overwhelmingly is the two biggest categories were, the biggest category is connection regrets. The second biggest category are boldness regrets. And then moral regrets was a pretty small category. So, but it seems like connection and boldness comprise well over half of them. Well over half.
This is a really interesting point from Dan. I noticed that some of these regrets often get amplified around moments of key transitions in people's lives, and people can make changes to minimize regrets in a certain domain. A slightly related point came up in my conversation with Bruce Feiler, author of the book Life is in the Transitions. Just like Dan speaks about how regrets often reveal our needs, Bruce speaks about ABCs of meaning.
I call them the ABCs of meaning. And the A is agency, what we do or make or create. The B is belonging, our relationships, our colleagues, our friends, our loved ones, our co-religionists, the people we volunteer with. And then the C is a cause, a calling, a purpose, sort of something higher than ourselves. So we all have a way that we kind of balance these. I'm an ABC. I'm a writer, so I'm very agentic. I'm very involved with family and a very active dad, and cause is kind of less important to me. My wife, Linda Rotenberg, who started and runs an organization called Endeavor that supports high-impact entrepreneurs in 50 countries around the world, she's very cause-oriented. She gives back to entrepreneurs all over the planet. Then she's very agentic because she's, you know, a founder and a builder and a social entrepreneur. Relationships, you know, she tolerates the rest of us. So she's like a CAB. So what tends to happen when we go through a life quake is that we rebalance. Like maybe we've been working very hard and we want to spend more time with our family, or maybe we've been a caretaker or caring for an aging relative or a child, and maybe we're now moving on from that and we want to give back, or maybe we've been giving back in our career and we want to do something more for ourselves. So what tends to happen in these life quakes is, because they are sort of breaks in the normal, they are opportunities, and in some ways I would even say obligations, to rethink what's most important to us, and allows us to kind of breathe, take stock, and maybe then shift our priorities somewhat.
Back to what Dan says, once we surface our needs, that can become the filter criteria through which we evaluate various possibilities and pathways that appear in front of us. Thank you for listening.